This is On Mill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The On Mill Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The Liberian Institute of Tax Practitioners, LITP, has embarked on an election tax survey of presidential candidates for the 2017 elections. According to the president of LITP, the survey is geared towards getting presidential hopefuls to say how they will meet up with those objectives outlined during a recent presidential debate. Theo Joseph said the 3 minutes allotted to each candidate during the debate was not ample time for each one to explain how they intend to carry out their developmental plan.
We are thought wise to come up with these tax reforms questionnaire to give to them as a take-home assignment for them to be able to respond to and then send back to us. We have a column there for yes or no answer, and then there is an additional column for comment if they do want to make comment. We have distributed these questionnaires to the 4 presidential candidates that were available during the debate, and we have taken the initiative to find all the other presidential candidates that were not present during the debate to give them copies of these questionnaires for us to be able to get their responses at a particular date.
Theo Joseph says the responses from the presidential candidates will be made public. The Liberian National Police says it has put in place measures at preventing possible traffic standstill in the face of Liberty Party's election campaign activities this weekend. Police spokesman Sam Collins told On Mill Radio that traffic on Tubman Boulevard to and from Central Monrovia will be diverted through the old road beginning from the President's House and coming out of the Nigerian House and vice versa. The Liberty Party is expected to formally launch its campaign this Saturday, September 9. Meanwhile, the Liberian National Police has expressed concern over what it describes as a campaign of blackmail against Inspector General Gregory Coleman. Giving an update of police activities during the week, police spokesman Sam Collins said detractors of the police tried to link Police Inspector General Gregory Coleman to a sex scandal published on the internet. The coordinator of the Angie Brooks International Center has commended the Norwegian government for the contribution agreement of $467,000 in support of women's empowerment. Chancellor Yvette Cheston Wured noted that the Kingdom of Norway is no stranger in providing support to women's Situation Room across the continent. She recalled Norway's contribution to the Situation Room in Ghana during the elections last year and said peace is well placed in Liberia, even though there are challenges to the process. Councillor Cheston Wure expressed excitement over the decision of the Kenyan court, pointing out that their action was constitutional, urging Liberians as well to go to court if they have problems with the election result. The news is coming to you from On Mill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The head of Lesotho's army, Lieutenant General Konato Mosomoso, and 2 other senior officers have been killed in a shootout at a barracks in the capital, Maseru. Eyewitnesses said the officers burst into the army chief's office and shot him before being killed by guards. The situation in Maseru has been described as tense, with the military and police patrolling the streets. Lesotho has had periods of instability marked by coups or attempted coups. There have been 3 elections in the past 3 years, the most recent being in June, with none producing a clear majority for the winning party. Prime Minister Thomas Thabane, leader of the All Basotho Convention, now heads a coalition government. In 2014, Mr. Thabane fled to South Africa, fearing that he would be targeted in an assassination attempt. And the Syrian military has broken the siege of the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor, surrounded for years by so-called Islamic State, state media say. The official Sana News Agency reported that troops and allied militiamen had joined up the forces at a Brigade 137 base on the city's outskirts. An estimated 93,000 civilians have been trapped in an enclave on the western bank of the River Euphrates since 2015. They have depended on military relief flights and airdrops of aid by the UN. Deir ez-Zor's surrounding province is the last major IS stronghold in Syria. That's the On Mill Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on On Mill, you can log on to www.onmill.unmissions.org, facebook.com/onmill2003, or twitter/onmillnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.